It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
I apologize. I am muted, so I apologize. I'm going to have to repeat that for the sake of the video, for the sake of those on the call. God bless you. We just quoted Psalm 118:24, Psalm 122:1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And this is the day which the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24 is this is the day. And Psalm 122:1. Says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So it's time for our opening prayer on this February 7th. My wife, undreamed of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to be able to open up your word and to study together. Now we ask for your spirit to come and abide with us. Be the teacher for this time of study. Anoint the words of our pastor. Fill him with your spirit and bless us as we continue to grow in grace and in wisdom. For this we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming.
It's about time for the coming of Christ. It's about time, oh Christian, it's about time, it's about time for the coming of Christ for King. It's about
yeah.
Amen. Our topic today is Lucifer Exposed. Lucifer Exposed. Let's pray. Father, as we have our devotional this morning, we pray for the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, thanking you, Lord, for all your blessings, for your power, for your mercy, for your deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen. My brothers and sisters, we're going to be reading from a devotional book called Homeward Bound. It's for February 7th today. But I'm going to read Colossians 2:15, which says, "And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. In the banishment of Satan from heaven, God declared his justice and maintained the honor of his throne. But when mankind had sinned through yielding to the deceptions of this apostate spirit, God gave an evidence of his love by yielding up his only begotten Son to die for the fallen race. In the atonement, the character of God is revealed. The mighty argument of the cross demonstrates to the whole universe that the course of sin, which Lucifer had chosen, was in no wise chargeable upon the government of God. In the contest between Christ and Satan during the Savior's earthly ministry, the character of the great deceiver was unmasked. Nothing could so effectually have uprooted Satan from the affections of the heavenly angels and the whole loyal universe as did his cruel warfare upon the world's Redeemer. The daring blasphemy of his demand that Christ should pay him homage, his presumptuous boldness in bearing him to the mountain summit and the pinnacle of the temple, the malicious intent betrayed in urging him to cast himself down from the dizzy height, the unsleeping malice that hunted him from place to place, inspiring the hearts of priests and people to reject his love, and at last to cry, "Crucify him, crucify him." All this excited the amazement and indignation of the universe. It was Satan that prompted the world's rejection of Christ. The prince of evil exerted all his power and cunning to destroy Jesus, for he saw that the Savior's mercy and love, his compassion and pitying tenderness were representing to the world the character of God. Satan contested every claim put forth by the Son of God and employed human beings as his agents to fill the Savior's life with suffering and sorrow. The sophistry and falsehood by which he sought to hinder the work of Jesus, the hatred manifested through the children of disobedience, his cruel accusations against him whose life was one of unexampled goodness, all sprang from deep-seated revenge. The pent-up fires of envy and malice, hatred and revenge, burst forth on Calvary against the Son of God, while all heaven gazed upon the scene in silent horror. Now the guilt of Satan stood forth without excuse. He had revealed his true character as a liar and a murderer. Friends, that's the devotional. You serve Satan, you're serving a liar and a murderer. You are serving one who claimed that he was being mistreated and neglected and bypassed, but you see that he would murder, if given the opportunity, the actual Son of God, Jesus himself, God on earth. He would try to wipe him out and lie to you about it. Why do we serve him? Friends, that's all he does. He's a liar and a murderer. Think about it. Satan is a liar and a murderer. He wants to lie to you, and then he wants to murder you. And we must understand that that's what he wants to do. And so, hold on, brothers and sisters. Hold on. This is one of our mothers in Israel. Praise God. All right, friends. Hopefully she'll be able to get on. Maybe she was having a little trouble getting on. But nonetheless, we need to understand the Bible clearly says he's the father of lies and he's a murderer from the beginning. I think that's all in John 10. And so if you want to know who Satan is, he's a liar and a murderer. And pretty much everything else, a liar will steal. A murderer will steal. Almost every commandment is broken if you are a liar and a murderer, okay? We know Satan wanted to be like the Most High, so in his lying and murderous activity, he wanted to have other gods before God himself, that is. You know, you could just go through all the commandments, friends. That's why he hates the Sabbath, because the Sabbath is a sign that he's a loser, because God has the power to create and he can't. So God can, even though he's caused us to sin, God can create a new heart in us. All that unmasks Satan's sophistry. So let's stop serving a murderer and a liar, and let's serve the God of heaven who loves you with an everlasting love. He maintained his justice. He had to kick Lucifer out, even though many accusations were put against him. To show that he was a loving God, he sent his only son, Jesus, who volunteered to come, and he died for us. And Satan's activity to try to wipe him out is proof who was telling the truth and who was telling a lie. Satan has been exposed. Let's stop serving him. Let's serve God. He loves you, my friend. Father in heaven, bless us now as we move forward into our wellness segment of the broadcast. We ask for your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my friends, it's time now to transition with the torso song. It's about an 8-minute song. We'll have an intermission. We'll be back, and we will be talking about knowing the side effects of the drugs you take. Be blessed.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop. being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
All right, my friends, God is good. We are talking about the side effects of drugs. Know the side effects of drugs. And what I want to do is share something with you that you won't learn in medical school. God made our bodies fearfully and wonderfully. That's found in Psalm 139, I believe 13 or 14. And as such, the body operates when it has everything that it needs. It operates optimally when it has what it needs. And, of course, the oxygen that it needs, the nutrients that it needs, the ability to eliminate its waste, oxygen, water, nutrition, waste elimination, and when it has its defense system that it needs. And so as the body does not have what it needs, various alarms will sound, and we call those alarm symptoms, okay? Call those alarm symptoms. And as these symptoms are displayed, once you give the body as an alarm clock, once you give the body what it needs, it stops crying out. It's that simple. And as a result of that, God's way of healing is much better because it just gives you what you need. As you follow the laws of health, as you keep the body cleansed and trust in God and use the right lifestyle and then use natural remedies if there was the need for that. Those four cornerstones plus the live free lifestyle, which is one of those components, which is the right lifestyle, but you break it down to live free is an acronym for love God, include temperance, vital water, exercise, fresh air, rest, exercise, and the final is enjoy sunlight. Now what happens, brothers and sisters, is a lot of people don't understand what I just said. So if you look at hypertension, for example, the body says, I need oxygen, I need nutrition, so on and so forth. When it doesn't get that, it will raise the blood pressure so that there's more blood flowing to the areas because there's more pressure to bring the blood because the body's sensing, I'm not getting enough oxygen, I'm not getting enough nutrients, I'm not getting enough water. And so we interpret that blood pressure as a need for blood pressure medication just to bring the blood pressure down. But the blood pressure is elevated for a reason. I'm not suggesting that we don't do anything, and I do recognize that when the blood pressure is elevated for a long period of time, especially, it can cause problems. But rather than just take a medication that is lowering the blood pressure, why not say, why is the blood pressure elevated? Am I getting the oxygen that I need? Am I getting the nutrition that I need? Am I getting the water that I need? You see, totally different concepts. When you start doing that, the body stops crying out and raising the blood pressure, so you end up not needing blood pressure medication because your blood pressure normalizes, okay? As you follow the live-free lifestyle, you lose weight. Every pound of fat adds miles of blood vessels, so that means that more blood has to flow through that extra pound that you have, and therefore all the cells may not be able to get all that they need to get because the blood has to be split up between all this excess fat because it adds miles of blood vessels every pound of fat. And so just by losing weight, my friend, you lose the need for all this excessive area that the blood has to cover, and therefore the cells are able to get what it needs, and it tells the brain, hey, we're getting what we need, and then circumstances and the physiological changes take place that naturally lower your blood pressure. Okay, so that's how we deal with things in natural remedies. It makes so much sense. God's plan is so much better. And I'm here to tell you that when you take drugs, all you're doing is you're masking the side effect. You're telling the alarm system that there's not a burglar when there really is a burglar. So the alarm stops alarming you, but the burglar is still there in the house stealing from you. And so it's much better to do natural remedies and follow God's health plan, use the refreshing live free lifestyle that with simplicity from Eden in order to change the way that you deal with life and the way you deal with your body. Friends, I'm here to tell you I've seen people get off bucket loads of medication. I'm just saying lots and lots of medication. What do? They go on a fast, usually a juice fast, and they cleanse their body of those toxins by fasting. Doing some enemas, taking herbs to cleanse the colon, the liver, the kidney, the skin, the lungs, and then just taking time, taking several days, sometimes just a 10-day. Man, you'll be surprised what a 10-day juice fast will do. Your blood pressure will lower. Often it's enough time to regulate fully your blood sugar. You won't be on blood sugar medication, blood pressure medication. Doesn't happen to everybody in 10 days, but I'm telling you, it happens to a lot in 10 days. And you will be able to build your immune system and help to correct problems. So I'm just here to share with you that the whole way of looking at your body needs to change. And when you don't understand that, you're going to take a drug, and because the drug does not get rid of the problem, that means it's got to have a side effect. It's doing something to your body to bypass the alarm, and that is going to have effects on you. People who don't want to have a seizure, well, the Keppra and other things, drugs can cause depression, mental depression. They wonder why they're depressed. Then they've got to take something for the depression, okay? And then that causes some problem with the liver. Then they have to take something for the liver. That causes a problem with the stomach. Then they have to take something for the stomach. Do you see what I'm saying, friends? If we would just do it God's way, give the body what it needs, then the alarms stop sounding, the symptoms go away, and you are much better. Friends, I'm here to tell you that I have personal knowledge of people who could barely walk, and in 2 or 3 days, they're walking amazingly. We have someone here that could not get up the steps, and in 3 or 4 days, they're walking up and down the steps. I'm telling you, friend, it is amazing to see what God will do, and we want you to know that we're here to help you if you need help, whether it's remotely or if you need to come to Torso, escape to Torso, as we like to say, as the song says, escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. Some people don't know what that's all about. The Mason-Dixon line, and this has nothing to do with race, it's just a teaching tool. The Mason-Dixon line, what we have to offer, in other words, is not based on your race, is what I'm trying to say. The Mason-Dixon line was a line that a slave had to cross in order to be free. And so we just like to use that analogy, because if you want to be free from disease, friends, some of you might need to cross the Mason-Dixon line and come to, and escape to Torso. But I'm here to tell you that God is not a respecter of persons. He is everywhere we want him to be, if it is in harmony with his will. So south of the Mason-Dixon line, you can get well as well, but if you follow the right principles. So friends, know those medication side effects. Read up on it. You will be inspired to live free. All you have to do is just read those side effects, because some of them will affect you, and they are all toxic. If I took your medication, what would happen? Well, I would get sick. So how can something that would make a sick man well make a well man sick? It cannot do so, and that is also evidence that we need to follow a better plan. The love of money is the root of all evil. That's in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, or 2 Timothy 1, 7, I forget. But the bottom line, friends, is that a lot of these changes in how we practice medicine took place because of money. I'll find that reference for you, just because I like to make sure I give you the right reference. It's 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Phone lines are open at this time. If there is anyone that would like to share anything, please press *6. If you're on Facebook, have a comment or question, please feel free to share that with us at this time, and we'd love to engage with you. Roll call would tell us that we have representation from Ohio, from Alabama, from Maryland, from Delaware, from Missouri. And for those in Missouri and Alabama, we praise God for you. We recognize it's an hour earlier for you. We do want to say that that is not bypassing us. We thank you for being part of our family and making that sacrifice. It's a sacrifice for all of us, but those who have to get up even earlier, we understand. All right. It is also representation from Ohio, Oklahoma. That's another central time zone. Blessed individual. And then we have Ohio again, and we have Georgia. Praise God for each and every one of you. Well, let's see. There are a couple of people in the queue. We'll go ahead and take their calls at this time. And we're starting with our sister from Ohio. Good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to everyone on the line. I've been having some troubles getting on lately for like about the first 15 minutes. And I noticed that Mother in Israel had trouble too because I switched over to Facebook and you were there. But calling in on the line, it was busy. So I know you have another number to come in on, or do you? Or is that just for reflow?
Okay, so what number do you normally dial?
Hold on a minute.
Let me ask this question. There's another question. Do you have to put in an access code when you dial that number?
No.
Okay, so you use the one number. You're dialing 728-2014-29. So, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
There is supposedly an alternative number. It's 267-807-9611. 267-807-9611. I will call them today and verify, and if there's anything, I'll announce it tomorrow. I'll tell them, because I had problems getting on the other day. There was one day I couldn't even get on as the host, and I had to be broadcasting with my wife's phone. So that's one reason why, if you remember a few days ago, you didn't hear her. I was using her phone. So they are having some problems. I don't know what that is, but the access code that you will have to use if you dial the other number is 635-270. Now, I have not used this, but you're supposed to be able to go to freeconferencecall.com/wall/CORWM, scroll down and turn on the radio, and you'll be listening to internet radio, listening to the broadcast. So that's freeconferencecall.com/wall/CORWM. Of course, I'm the host, so I've not used that, but that's what's supposed to be able to be done. All right. Is there anything else we can do for you, sister?
I'm still trying to write it down. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. You got your pen ready? I'll repeat it.
I'm actually texting it into my phone, freeconferencecall.com.
/wall/CORWM. Now, we hope to get the phone straight, but there is an alternative number that you have to use an access code for, so that's the call. And then you can, of course, we are on Facebook, Shalom Flemons. You just look me up and, send a friend request, so you can definitely always have access. But then you should be able to listen. Now, with freeconferencecall.com, I don't believe you can speak. I don't believe there's a way that you can speak. There may be, but I don't know that there is. So I just want to mention that.
All right. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You're welcome. God bless you. Bless you. All right. We're going now to our sister from Alabama. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for that information, because I, too, have had challenges, and so that helped me. I do have one other question, though. I'm going to be traveling to Bermuda next week to spend some quality time with my 101-year-old mother. And so please keep me in prayer as I prepare while I'm there for about 2 to 3 months. I also want, I'm requesting prayer for the family of Elder Callie, who passed yesterday, and I'm asking that we lift his family up in prayer. So thank you very much, and have a blessed day, everyone. It's always good to hear the broadcast each morning, and I am thankful for your ministry, and I continue to lift you up in prayer.
Amen. And while you're in Bermuda, if you just can't get on, although the freeconferencecall.com/wall/CORWM should allow you to come on, You can always go to torwm.org and listen to, you know, playbacks. We try to get them within 24 hours up. Not always, but we try. So safe travels. We'll be praying for you and T. Marshall Kelly. For those who don't know, he was a denominational pastor, singer. He was a bass singer, really beautiful voice, and he passed away yesterday morning. So thank you, sister, for that reminder.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to our mother in Israel now. Good morning, Sister Winston.
Good morning, Pastor Fleming. I just want to say that I could not get through this morning. I could not. The line was busy, busy, busy. And I didn't get through until you transitioned to the torso song, and I was able to get through. So if you still call, because I had called you on your personal number to see what was going on, but this is the first time that I have not been able to, you know, get through. So I was wondering what had happened, but I don't know. I see someone else is having trouble, so maybe it's something to do with the lines or something.
Yeah, it's probably something to do with the lines. Do you have both numbers, the backup number as well?
No, I just, you know, I had called you on your personal line on the cell phone.
Just so you know, I actually, just to know, so you know how special you are, you had already hung up, but I told the broadcast people to hold on. We got to catch Sister Winston. She's probably having a problem getting on. So I actually answered the phone during the broadcast, but you had already hung up. So I just wanted you to know that we did make an attempt to connect with you. But, yes, we were on the broadcast, and it unfortunately, it's a problem. So I'm just telling everybody, make sure you have the primary number, the backup number, and if any changes, I'll call them about that. If there's any changes that we need to know, I will definitely let you all know on tomorrow.
Okay, so now the first part of the message, you're going to post it on your torso, WM?
Yeah, so we have two, well, we have more, but basically we have two main websites at this point until we get the biblical booster thing set up. The torso website is our main website, but where all of the broadcasts are is at torwm.org.
Yes, so it'll be on today.
I hope so. What happens is you all might remember hearing from, we have a spiritual niece, and she puts these up. So sometimes, you know, she's the young lady with the children that used to come on, especially on Friday night. So sometimes it's not always, you know, within 24 hours that she gets them up, but she tries to.
Yes, okay. So anyway, keep me in the family in prayer because I lost another dear friend. She was not an Adventist, but, you know, I prayed for her, and she had a lot of health problems, but people do not wish to change their lifestyle, you know. And so
yes,
she passed away. And, you know, just keep her in prayer and me and my family in prayer.
Will do, sister. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Amen. All right, friends, it's time for our group to have bread and closing prayer. My wife, Andrea, will take us to the throne of grace.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship and fellowship. And Lord, we just want to put before you the petitions that have been requested. We'd like to pray for our dear sister from Alabama, asking that you would be with her as she travels to spend time with her family. Grant her traveling mercies, Lord, during her visitation as she will be away for a couple of months. May this 100th birthday celebration of her mother be a special time for all the family members, and may your spirit be with each of them. We ask that you will bless the family of T. Marshall Kelly. We know, Lord, that loss wasn't just felt with the family members, but is felt throughout the Adventist community. He certainly was a servant of yours. He loved you. He served you faithfully, and he ministered to each of us with that wonderful, gifted voice that you allowed him to be able to have and to share with so many. We pray for his family, asking that you will give him comfort, encouragement, and strength during this time. And Lord, we want to pray for our dear mother in Israel, asking that you would be with her and be with her family as well. We know that she's lost another dear friend, and we can only imagine how she must feel at this time. And we just ask that her spirits would be lifted and that you will give encouragement and comfort and strength needed to the family members and to those that love this dear one. And we pray for everyone, Lord, on this line who may be in need of whatever their circumstances are, for you are the only one who knows. And we just ask that you will grant each private petition in accordance with your perfect will. Help us all to serve you faithfully, to be with you, to keep studying out your word, to keep drawing nigh to you, and to be ready for our own personal trials. Help us, Lord, to have the faith that will continue to increase and allow us to be changed into your beautiful and perfect image as we surrender all and stay in total obedience to you. And we want to keep Sister Odessa in prayer, Lord, her and her family. We know that they are going through a very trying time as well, as they have lost a dear one. We thank you for hearing our prayer this morning. We pray all these things knowing that you have heard us and will answer. By faith, we truly believe that our God is with us, and that it is in Jesus' name we can put these before him, knowing that they will be answered. Amen.
Amen. He shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Amen. Closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in